Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1494, Myths and Misconceptions About Financial Independence and Early Retirement, part 3 by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I narrate posts from thought leaders and personal finance every single day of the year in 10 minutes or less. Now, today is a continuation from yesterday, part 3 of 3. So if you're new here, I'd recommend listening to part 1 from Saturday, then part 2 from yesterday. Those are episodes 1492 and 1493. So without further ado, let's hear part 3 and the conclusion of this post as we optimize your life. Myths and Misconceptions About Financial Independence and Early Retirement, Part 3, by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. Financial independence is all about greed. Another myth that bugs me is the belief that the FIRE movement is all about greed, that we're a bunch of Scrooge McDucks looking to hoard our wealth for selfish purposes. Sure, there are people who are in this only for themselves. They're like Han Solo in Star Wars, who has no interest in defeating the Galactic Empire. "Look, I ain't in this for your revolution," he says. "I'm not in it for you, princess. I expect to be well paid. I'm in it for the money." If that's your aim, fine. I'm okay with that. Who am I to judge other people's motivations? But I think it's a mistake to ascribe this motive to everyone in the FIRE movement, or even to most people in the FIRE movement. Those who learn about financial independence and stick with it often have higher aims. Famously, Mr. Money Mustache, one of FIRE's most prominent voices, makes no secret that his website is only secondarily about money. His goal is to help people to live lighter on the world. He wants to help the environment by reducing consumption. He wants people to be rich, happy, and to save the world. Or there's Vicky Robin, one of the modern FIRE movement's earliest voices. When I wrote to ask her about her initial inspiration, Vicky responded, quote, "I wanted the world to be a better place, more beautiful, more aligned with my highest sense of interrelatedness of life. I was also influenced by Thoreau and Emerson. I studied utopian communities as early as high school. Money itself was never of interest." End quote. Vicky's vision is clearly evident in Your Money or Your Life, her 1992 book that inspired many folks in the FIRE movement to pursue this path. And what about Tanya Hester from Our Next Life? Tanya is all about using her position in early retirement as a force for good. As you can probably tell, I've thought a lot about this, and I've had many discussions about the topic. In fact, I've begun developing a talk on the subject, which I presented for the first time in October 2019. And it's a big reason that I recently ordered a copy of What We Owe to Each Other by T.M. Scanlon. Financial independence is a fad. Finally, there are a lot of people who believe that the FIRE movement is a fad, and that its popularity will fade with time. Some would put me in this camp. I've been very vocal that I do believe FIRE's current popularity is a product of the past decade's roaring economy. Times are good, so personal wealth has grown. People feel rich. They're interested in topics like early retirement. But when I started Get Rich Slowly, things were bleaker. Frugality and thrift and getting out of debt were the popular topics. The past 11, 12 years have produced an extraordinary set of circumstances that have allowed many people to build wealth quickly, if they had the ability and knowledge to invest in either real estate or the stock market. As a result, there's a bunch of people who find they're able to retire early if they want, and that's led to greater interest in the FIRE ideals. In one talk recently, I claim that we've reached peak FIRE, and I stand by that. But while I think we're at or near peak popularity for this subject, I do not think financial independence is a fad. In fact, I know it's not. If you research the history of financial independence, you can see this idea has been around for a long, long time. In 1758, Benjamin Franklin was espousing many of the core concepts we know and love today. But it wasn't just Franklin. Throughout the 19th century and into the 20th, many books promoted pecuniary independence as a path to financial fulfillment. What we've seen lately over the past 8 years or so is a rapid refinement of these concepts, a codification of the steps required to build wealth rapidly. It's sort of how the various elements that make up the theory of evolution had been around for centuries, but it wasn't until Darwin published On the Origin of Species that the entire process was neatly packaged in one place. The bottom line. Most of these myths about financial independence and early retirement stem from the same problem, assuming that the FIRE movement is homogenous, that there's some unifying motive or method. There's not. Financial independence isn't simply one thing. Early retirement is different for everyone. From my experience, the only thing that unites FIRE folks is math. This pursuit is only possible by creating a personal profit, a gap between what you earn and what you spend. That's it. That's the only commonality. Before I close, I'd like to address one final myth. There are those who discover the idea of financial independence later in life. They don't decide that they want to retire early until their 40s or 50s. Too many times, people abandon the idea because they think they just can't make it happen. But according to the survey I've been citing this entire article, the average FIRE adherent starts his journey to financial independence at age 37 and plans to retire in 20 years. Only 1/3 of FIRE folks start before age 30. In July, I met Becky Heptig, who writes the blog Started at 50, which is all about this subject. There's no question that starting early helps. It makes a huge difference. But you know what's better than starting yesterday? Starting today. Don't fret having waited so long. Start where you are. You just listened to part 3 of the post titled Myths and Misconceptions about Financial Independence and Early Retirement by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. As you suspected, I'm going to continue to agree with JD here. I found the FIRE community to be incredibly generous, so I don't believe motivations are typically rooted in greed. For example, you've probably heard me mention that I produce an event about financial independence called the Economy Conference. I originally thought economy was going to be more for people like me who are in the accumulation stage and looking for community and inspiration to fuel the fire. But I was really surprised how many early retirees came to the first event. I think it's because when you figure it out for yourself, there's this overwhelming desire to help other people. The early retirees who shared their knowledge in breakout sessions, sponsored student tickets, and just came to cheer the rest of us on was really nice to see. I've even found for myself that as my financial security increased, so did my ability to be generous with my time, energy, and money. I also don't think the FIRE movement is a fad because people will always be interested in financial freedom. Different ways to save and invest will continue to evolve, but FIRE is built on many old financial concepts like live below your means, for example. And my final reason for being a FIRE enthusiast is because I appreciate the optimistic tone of the various FIRE blogs out there. Before I found the FIRE movement, much of the personal finance content I was reading had this tone of struggle to it. It made me feel like money management is difficult, getting out of debt is painful and requires deprivation, and so on. FIRE content often facilitates a mindset shift that can be really exciting and can help you appreciate money in a new way. That should do it for today and this special three-part series. Thank you for being here and listening every day. Have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.